Welcome to Service Notes, the podcast dedicated to helping IT professionals and customer service leaders navigate the ever-evolving world of service management. Whether you're grappling with organizational change, leading a technical transformation, or wondering how to leverage AI to create better experiences, you're in the right place. We're here to provide the insights and inspiration you need to excel in your career and deliver outstanding service. And now, here's your host, a passionate advocate for service excellence and a seasoned expert in the field, Rina Brambutt.
Where do I start with Orion? She's amazing, incredibly talented, and yes, a true bookworm. That's how I first got to know her, and I'm so thrilled to have her on Service Notes today.
Nowadays, what I'm seeing, though, is, we do the training, and a lot of students will come to the class or will enroll like a self-learning and focuses very much on videos and slides and summaries and bullet points. What would you tell them? Like, what would you tell them about having the reference for the book? Like, what extra value they will get from the book, which is not possible to be delivered in a training class?
I always read a book with a pen.
Okay.
And whether that's digitally done, whether you're kind of highlighting as you go or you're making notes, you're capturing a thought of, right, this particular piece makes me think of that. When you're watching a video, the content tends to be making this point and this thing go together, and you follow the path. And if you have a thought outside of it, it's very difficult to capture it, because if you're not following the talk or the session, you quickly get distracted in your own mind, and by the time you come back, you've missed something that could, have a part to play in further stuff. So this mechanism of self-discovery of content is something that I found valuable across the board. I've worked in other areas of IT best practice, so in experience management, cybersecurity. There's humanizing IT. So there's been some other aspects that I've observed how people engage with content in those spaces, and will leverage content that they can access the way that they want to. So whether that's going and looking at it from an index, going back and finding specific key terms that they're looking for, or if it's exploring a topic from a topic into subtopics. It's in the course, it's different. Sometimes you're connecting it by diagrams, and you're talking across the top of the topics and dropping into the deep knowledge as you go. Whereas when you take it from a very linear perspective, and you're going into main topic, subtopics, just the hierarchy of how that content is assembled is very different. And so it opens up a different way of thinking about the content.
Right.
And I mean, that's the real beauty of the way publishers like that company did, was working into the detail of how to make surface the knowledge that sat beneath it.
Right. Yeah, no, interesting. So I guess from your knowledge and your work with ITIL 4 practice, if I have to ask you, what is one thing which is really good about it? And what is that one thing that needs improvement? What would you say?
Practices was something that came a little later on. Mm-hmm. And I probably wasn't as closely connected to it. But if I go and talk about two things that I feel there is major area for improvement, mm-hmm. In terms of the way it is applied and put to use, it is the things that sit between an owner.
Okay.
So think about a house, bricks in a house. When you look at a house, you think that house is made of bricks, but a lot of people don't see the mortar that holds the bricks together.
Right.
Without that mortar, things fall apart. Okay. So there's all these sort of things that will sit, whether it's processes, whether it's organizational structure.
Right.
Things like cybersecurity. It belongs to the cybersecurity team, but actually every single person in the organization has their part to play in cybersecurity.
Right.
When it comes to experience. Everyone in the organization has a part to play with the customer experience or employee experience in dealing with each other as teams. How
Right.
you manage and coordinate teams and have the organizational structure that holds the organization together. Those things sometimes get fall between the cracks, as it were.
Right.
Managing risk. Risk occurs at any time you're moving your our content sorry content or your service architecture around. You're creating risks, and are you putting in the necessary protocols to protect your organization and mitigate those risks? So
Right.
I think there's a lot of I think that those are areas where people kind of think it's not my job, it's not my
Right.
backyard, so why should I care?
Right.
But I think there is a sort of like a universal responsibility that we have to do. We have to.
Right. Yeah, no, definitely, definitely. What advice would you give someone who is starting out their career in IT or even IT service management? What would you tell them?
I would say be willing to be adaptable, kind of think through the purpose of like, why am I doing this thing that I'm doing? What value am I adding to this chain? Am I serving the purpose of my job? Am I serving the purpose of my business? Am I serving a greater purpose? Or am I just doing it because I was told to do it? It's like, it's just, I'm just a cog in a machine. Once you understand your value, and think about things outside of your specialism. So how do I connect with the next person? How do I make sure that any fail points are being flagged? How am I showing up any ideas and innovation that's coming about? That would make the world a difference to how they integrate with the organization.
Okay, no, interesting.
I'm having such a good time talking with Orion. I almost forgot this is being recorded. Hope you're enjoying it too. Stick around, and we are not done yet.
That's all for this episode of Service Notes. We hope you've gained valuable insights that you can put into practice. Join us next time as we continue to explore the latest trends and best practices in service management. Until then, keep learning, keep innovating, and keep delivering exceptional service. Service Notes is proudly supported by 24 Trainings. Advance your IT career with their expert-led ITIL certification and customized service management training. 24 Trainings helps both individuals and teams bridge the gap between theory and real-world skills. To get certified and accelerate your career, visit them at www.24trainings.com.